Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're revising for your mocks or gearing up for the real thing, this episode is going to give you everything you need to nail the consumer law topic in your GCSE business exam. Consumer law might sound dry. I know, but trust me, once you understand how it connects to business reputation, decision-making, and real-world consequences, it becomes one of the most logical and rewarding topics on the whole specification. And examiners absolutely love it because it tests whether you can think like a business owner, not just recite definitions. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly what consumer law requires, why it matters to businesses, and, most importantly, how to write answers that earn every single mark. Let's start with the big picture. What actually is consumer law? Consumer law is a set of legal rules that protect people when they buy goods and services. The key piece of legislation you need to know for GCSE is the Consumer Rights Act 2015. Before 2015, there were several older laws like the Sale of Goods Act, but the Consumer Rights Act brought everything together into one clear framework. Now, the Consumer Rights Act says that goods sold to consumers must meet three core requirements. I want you to remember these because they come up again and again. The three requirements are satisfactory quality, fit for purpose, and as described. Let me take each one in turn. First, satisfactory quality. This means that goods must be of a standard that a reasonable person would consider acceptable. Think about it this way. If you buy a new pair of trainers and the sole falls off after one day, that is not satisfactory quality. The product should be free from defects, it should be durable, meaning it lasts a reasonable amount of time, and it should look and feel acceptable. Examiners will award marks when candidates link this to specific business decisions, like quality control processes or product testing before launch. Second, fit for purpose. This means the product must do what it is supposed to do. A waterproof jacket that lets water through is not fit for purpose. A blender that cannot blend is not fit for purpose. If a customer tells a business they need a product for a specific use, say a laptop for video editing, and the business recommends one, that laptop must be suitable for video editing. Businesses need to train their staff well and be honest in their marketing to stay on the right side of this requirement. Third, as described, the product must match the description given, whether that's on the label, in an advert, on a website, or spoken by a salesperson. If a business advertises a sofa as genuine leather and it turns out to be synthetic, that is a breach of consumer law. This is why accurate product descriptions and honest advertising are so important for businesses. Now, here's where it gets really interesting for your exam. The Consumer Rights Act also covers digital content and services, not just physical goods. So if a business sells a music streaming subscription or a software download, the same principles apply. Examiners are increasingly including digital examples in questions, so keep that in mind. Let's talk about what happens when a business breaches consumer law. Consumers have the right to a repair, a replacement, or a refund. Within 30 days of purchase, consumers can demand a full refund. After 30 days, the business has the right to attempt a repair or replacement first. If that fails, the consumer can still get a refund. This is important because it means businesses face real financial consequences if their products are poor quality. Now let's connect all of this to business reputation because that is the key link examiners want you to make. Reputation is everything for a business. It is built over years, but can be destroyed in days. Think about what happens when a business breaches consumer law. Customers complain, negative reviews spread on social media, news outlets pick up the story. The business might face a product recall, which is enormously expensive. Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 recall in 2016, for example, cost the company an estimated $5 billion. That's a real-world example you can use in your exam answers to show specific knowledge. On the flip side, businesses that consistently comply with consumer law build trust. Customers come back, they recommend the business to others. Word of mouth is one of the most powerful marketing tools there is, and it is free, but only if your products are safe and of good quality. So the chain looks like this. Comply with consumer law, safe, quality products, satisfied customers, positive reputation, repeat business and growth. Examiners love it when candidates can articulate this chain clearly and in both directions. the positive outcome of compliance and the negative consequences of breach. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. The number one mistake candidates make is giving a definition without linking it to impact. For example, writing satisfactory quality means goods must be free from defects earns you one mark. But writing satisfactory quality means goods must be free from defects, which means a business must invest in quality control processes to avoid product recalls that could damage its reputation and reduce sales. That earns you 3 or 4 marks. Always extend your answer to show the consequence. The second common mistake is being vague about reputation. Saying the business's reputation will be damaged is too thin. Examiners want to see you explain how, through negative reviews, loss of customer trust, reduced repeat purchases, or media coverage of a product recall. Be specific. Third, do not forget the two-sided argument in evaluation questions. If a question asks, to what extent does consumer law benefit businesses, you need to argue both sides. Yes, compliance costs money and time, but non-compliance costs far more in fines, recalls, and lost customers. Always reach a clear judgment. Now, command words. If you see explain, you need a point plus a developed reason. If you see analyze, you need to explore the impact in depth. If you see evaluate, or to what extent, you must weigh up both sides and give a supported conclusion. Never just describe when the command word asks you to explain or evaluate. One more tip, use business terminology throughout. Words like brand equity, customer loyalty, product liability, trading standards, and recall all signal to the examiner that you understand the business context, not just the legal definition. Time for a quick fire quiz. Try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1, what year was the Consumer Rights Act passed? The answer is 2015. Question 2, name the 3 requirements goods must meet under consumer law. Satisfactory quality, fit for purpose, and as described. Question 3, within how many days of purchase can a consumer demand a full refund? 30 days. Question 4. Give one consequence for a business that breaches consumer law. Any of fines, product recall, damaged reputation, loss of customers, negative media coverage. Question 5. Name one real-world example of a product recall. Samsung Galaxy Note 7 in 2016. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you are well on your way. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. Consumer law, specifically the Consumer Rights Act 2015, requires that goods are of satisfactory quality, fit for purpose, and as described. Businesses that comply, build positive reputations, earn customer loyalty, and grow. Businesses that breach consumer law face refunds, recalls, fines, and reputational damage that can take years to recover from. In your exam, always link the legal requirement to the business impact. Use specific examples. Show both sides in evaluation questions, and use precise business vocabulary. You've got this. Consumer law is one of those topics where understanding the logic, the cause and effect, is more important than memorizing long lists. Think like a business owner who wants to protect their reputation, and you will write exactly the kind of answers examiners are looking for. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep going. You are doing brilliantly.